Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
What if I told you everything you know about the world is wrong? What if I told you that all the things you believe to be impossible are in fact very much possible?
Reality is not what you think it is. It is so much more complicated, fascinating, and above all, terrifying.
We are at the fringes of the map.
And there's more than just dragons.
Time passes, the Land Rover remains, however. It was born an old soul, and it is still currently an old soul.
Its soul finally caught up to its appearance.
Yeah. Yeah.
The year is 2015.
Changes.
Changes. The year is 2015. It has been 35 years since 1980 and since what the press ultimately dubbed Red Fire Friday. It was one of the darkest days in Salt Fork and Winterset and Ohio's history. It was a fire that raged for weeks on end, destroying property, killing animals. Some people were even caught in the flames. None more tragic than the death of Oliver Lancaster, a boy no older than 15 who died presumably at Fort St. Clair, or at least that's what the records show. His body was never recovered. It became a local tragedy. His sister, Katie, just broke down, was completely destroyed by those events, and she currently lives in a mental asylum located in Center, the nearest major city. George, what's the name of your character?
Connor Byrne.
You are driving from Houston. You work for the Houston Chronicle. You are doing a 35-year retrospective. Okay. On the events of Red Fire Friday. If you do well in this retrospective, you will probably start getting like proper real meaty cases. You, I think, want to become an investigative journalist, correct?
That's right.
Yeah.
Always dreamed of it.
You are excited at the prospect of doing a good job on this, and you want to do a really good job on this. You have been told by your editor that if you can get the Oliver angle down really well, then you will definitely be rewarded. It's like a great tragedy. It happens during like a really big conversation during the 1980s and well into today. There is still conversation and debate going on about how to manage forest fires. And so it is part of like a larger issue, basically, an issue that the Houston Chronicle wants to delve into, wants to make a big issue about.
Right. So I feel like I don't actually give a shit apart from the benefits it gives
me. That's up to you.
Yeah.
You can give a shit if you want. Mm. This is just a great opportunity, but it could also, for your character,
be close to your heart.
Yeah, be something that you want to do.
Nah. I'm from Ireland. We don't give a shit about a few forest fires.
Fuck me, that rules. You are coming into Winterset. You are going to meet a local ranger. You don't know who it is yet. They never told the Houston Chronicle who they were going to send. But some Salt Fork ranger is apparently going to be meeting you. You assume that you're going to know who it is from the vehicle. Most vehicles, you know, government vehicles like that are clearly marked. You know that you are meeting on Main Street on Cadets Road that goes through Winterset. But apart from that, you don't know much. Would you have done much research about this already?
Yeah.
All right. So you know a few...
Not a deep dive. But I'm not lazy. I'm professional still.
A few locations of interest to you about the fire might be something called the burn line, which is where old trees meet new trees. There was like a very hard line where it is apparently, you don't know, but it is apparently very obvious where the new growth is and where the old growth is. There is Fort St. Clair. The Civil War fort, that is a place worth having a look at. There's the museum at Winterset, which has like a lot of historical things from the event, like details, accounts from people, even some items, things that you could get like good photos of, stuff like that. Other than that, if you wanted to, you could go to, in Winterset, there is also a graveyard where Oliver's, quotation marks, body is interred. And you could get a photo of the gravesite where there is no actual body, just to try and get like the human interest on that.
Oh, yeah. Definitely putting that in there. You've got to get a photo of that.
Yeah, of course. So those would be the obvious interest points to you. And hopefully the ranger is able to adequately display those to you, especially the burn line. Apparently that is like a really good sight. Meanwhile, Jackson, who's your character?
My name is Gus Cannonball Johnson. And what else would you like to know?
You are a ranger with Salt Fork. You are head ranger.
I've been doing it for 45 years.
Yeah. You are on Cadet's Road, that main road. You are waiting. You are vaguely aware, maybe, of the name. How much attention did you pay?
Very little.
All right. You don't
Shockingly
know.
Little.
You just know someone from some newspaper.
Yeah.
Down south.
Coming to interview. Maybe me? I don't know.
You know that you're meeting a reporter.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm waiting at the front of the Diner 49er.
All right.
Yeah.
There's a big, like, one of those cue balls with 49 in it. Yeah. It lights up. The E lights up. The R has not lit up for the last 10 years.
Call it the Diner 49 because of that reason.
Then it goes back to the beginning. The cue ball lights up. The E lights up.
Diner E, some people call
it. It's during the middle of the day. They wouldn't have it lighting up now. Anyway, that's just, you know.
Yeah.
So you are waiting for this reporter. You are leaning against that Land Rover.
The old beat up Land Rover, yeah, for sure.
It's almost become, what is it, from the Odysseus's?
Theseus's ship.
Theseus's ship. Every part replaced at some point. You think maybe it's not even the original chassis.
Yeah. That rules.
Connor, you pull into the parking lot outside the Diner 49er. You can see that there is a clearly marked parked ranger vehicle here, you assume. And then you see
Cannonball. Yeah.
What looks more like grizzle than man leaning against it, I assume.
I imagine I have the proportions of a large fridge.
Two doors. Dispenses ice.
Pearly white, you know.
Magnetic.
Yeah. Somebody stuck a child drawing to my front. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you see him leaning against the vehicle.
All right. I don't think I have to be a reporter to know this is going to be the person I've got to meet. Jeez, you're a tall glass of water, aren't you?
What time is it?
About midday.
Did you eat lunch?
I've just got in.
So, no, sorry, do you eat lunch?
Well, I do eat lunch.
Okay.
I don't mind a quick bite, you know what I mean?
All right, I turn around and start walking in.
Right. Wait, you're a cannibal, right?
Yeah.
All right. Nice to meet you. Is he gone or is he?
That's
you're talking to the back of my head, certainly.
I'm Connor Byrne, Cannonball.
Pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you.
The little tinkle of the bell as you enter the diner. Almost immediately, Sharon here absolutely loves you. Sharon is upon you almost immediately. Usual sit, honey.
Thank you, darling.
Usual meal, honey.
Thank you, darling.
And what's for your friend?
I'll just get the same as old Mr. Cannonball here.
He'll have the beans. All right.
Sharon turns around and yells through the, you know, the classic sort of gap where you can see into the kitchen. She yells through that gap, two beans, make them spicy.
Do you eat spicy food?
I don't mind a bit of spicy food. I haven't heard of these spicy beans at a diner. It sounds a bit strange to me.
A coffee black is brought out to you. And presumably, if you're having the same, is also brought out to you, Connor.
I'm trying to be friendly here by having the same food as my compatriot. So, yeah.
Sharon looks at you, Connor, and says, milk?
No, I'm all right. I don't need all that sweetened sort of stuff you Americans seem to enjoy so much.
All right, then. She goes away. You have a little time
in a charming way.
Yeah. You have a little time with your coffees.
Yeah.
So, you're the reporter. Or something.
Yeah. I'm from the Houston Chronicle here to talk about this red fire.
Never been to Houston.
It's a lovely
city. Would you recommend it?
I would, actually. Yeah, it's good. It's worth seeing sometimes. Have you been
that you actually have a coffee.
Yeah, it's good.
Well, if I ever get around to it, I'll go going down.
You should just come down. Let me know. I'll tell you all the good places to go hang out.
I don't reckon I'll find the time. So, what are your questions?
Oh, well, I've got. Firstly, what do you remember from this Red Fire? Were you around then? Were you living from the area?
Yep.
Would you have been a ranger during Red Fire Fire?
But just starting out.
Okay. So that was 35 years ago. So how old are you?
I'm 59, I think.
Oh, wow. Yeah, all right. That's fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember. I was a young buck then. Was at the station mostly doing, they had the young fellas back then doing the coordination of the other rangers. So I didn't see much what you might call action, but I was certainly there. Terrible time.
So were you the radio operator? Is that
yeah,
what you're
saying?
Would have been. All right, cool. Yeah, no worries. Just checking in on that.
All right.
I imagine I would have been one of like maybe two.
Yeah, there is probably, you know, the other radio operator. She still works there.
That's crazy. I got promoted and she remained. Maybe she was good at it.
She's good, yeah.
I was terrible at it.
She's interesting at it. Look, we'll introduce her
I'm
later.
Sure I'll meet her eventually.
Yeah, I assume you're also looking to talk about Oliver.
Well, amongst other things, I've got to find out about. Yeah, well, we've gone to that. But what caused this fire in the first place?
Do I know what caused the fire?
It was never determined what caused the fire. It was potentially just. It definitely wasn't human interference. It wasn't a person.
Yeah,
people know that much, but that's about it.
Could have been many things, I say. Fire season, you know, you get errant strike of lightning or just sometimes I read once in a National Geographic, you get enough leaves together in a pile, say in fall, and some kind of science in the leaves, it gets hot in there and you can get a spontaneous fire. So could have been that.
Right. All right. Well.
At about that point, two plates are brought out. Sharon puts them in front of each of you. It is a pile of beans. They are the blackest beans you have ever seen. It's like light will not leave the surface of these
beans. Venta black beans.
These are proto-venta black beans. You, looking at them, you see that they are cold.
Right.
Would you like a glass of water, hon?
I might need a couple of glasses of water, to be honest. Is this meant to be cold? Is that what this is?
Well, if you have it hot, then it's two kinds of heat. And
Yeah, sorry, go on.
No, please.
With the water, she brings out a side of eggs for both of you.
Yeah, so it needs to just be the one kind of heat. Otherwise, it can become too much. So it's got to be cold to help your mouth out there. If you're prone to digestional problems, I honestly wouldn't recommend them.
All right, please, I drink. The amount I drink, this is going to be nothing to me. I'm pretty sure I can handle a cannonball. Let's have a laugh and have some beans. Have some spicy cold beans.
What's your stamina?
My stamina?
Yeah.
Is one.
One? All right.
I'm giving this a go.
Shockingly, a success. So these beans, you get like a, maybe you're careful. Maybe part of this success is that you're careful. Yeah. You get just a little spoon and you eat that. It is so fucking hot.
Spicy.
It is very spicy.
Oh, Lord Jesus Christ.
You think you'll be fine, but wow. And I assume you're just shoveling.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm not even thinking about it.
I'm just drinking some coffee and stuff.
Oh, God.
That is some spicy beans there.
At one point when Sharon comes round to fill up both of your coffee cups, she looks at you, Connor, and says, "It does a burn if you have some of the eggs, love." And then she keeps going.
You're a lifesaver, Sharon. You're a lifesaver.
Right. So, are there anywhere specifically you're looking to go?
Well, I guess I'll.
I can just take you around to town of you.
You've mentioned the bird line so many times. I'm going to start there now.
That's fair.
All right.
You, in addition to everything that he knows about the locations, you would also know about a place called Helltown.
Okay.
Which is, there's no trail that actually leads there,
mm-hmm.
but You know it of, you don't necessarily have to mention it. You just know it as a location worth looking at,
mm-hmm.
or maybe worth looking at. It was a ghost town, a mining town that was discovered as part of, or when the fire raged through, people were coming through, and because of a lack of foliage, some people were like, what the fuck's that? What the fuck's that? And then they discovered this old mining town.
Cool.
All right, well, I want to see a few places while I'm here. You got some time to take me around there, Cannonball?
Yeah, I've taken time off for this.
So all right, well.
Does me no harm taking time off, so I'll take you wherever you need to go.
Well, I mean, all right, well, I've got like a, I've heard the Baron Line, something to see, the museum, the graveyard. I need to see that sweet little thing there. Where should we head to first?
You just pick one, son, and we'll go there.
All right, well, I've heard this Baron Line, something to see, so how about we head there and check it out?
Sounds like a plan. All right, I'll finish up my beans and my eggs and my coffee.
Okay.
I imagine we've finished like a full, like, what do you call them? Like the coffee jug. Pot, like a full coffee pot sitting here.
You've had the majority of it.
Yeah, oh yeah, I imagine.
I've been watching, just getting more and more impressed.
Okay.
I did all right, though. I did have a success.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. You ate the beans.
You can finish the beans if you want.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
May not enjoy it, but you can.
The beans are not
particularly tasty, by the way. It's not, you know how you can get
a flavored spice and then a spice that's just burning?
You know how sometimes you'll have a hot sauce and you'll be like, oh, this is a lovely hot sauce. And then sometimes you'll have a hot sauce and you'll be like, well, some people, I guess, just want to die.
Yeah. Right. Well, I've given it a red hot go. Let's put it that way. I'm hurting a bit. One cannonball's in front of me and I'm going to impress him. So, yeah. Oh, these beans. I don't know if I'll have these again, Cannonball, but
what's up. It's your choice.
He's just unimpressed with me no matter what I do.
As you leave, Connor, you spot in the window, there's like this little sign that says, new, try our beans. That sign is so faded and worn, it looks like it must have been here in 1980.
Maybe I see you looking at the sign and I'm like, they're famous for their beans. Now, leave and go to the Land Rover.
Well, you like to have, this might have some local flavor, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, they grow it up, they get the chilies up near Helltown.
Sounds like the right place.
Government spill or some such in the while back.
Do I know when, is that, that is one of the rumors about
it. There is a rumor, you don't know this, but Cannonball does. The rumor why Helltown was abandoned is that there was a government accident there and people had to evacuate. Because Helltown was discovered around when the fire happened.
No one's quite
people,
sure.
Oh, no. I was about to say people typically attribute it to around the 70s, 80s.
Yeah. Well, there was a government spill of some kind during the 1970s. And so makes for some spicy chilies. Okay, I'll get in the Land Rover and...
I'm glad you've said that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know this innocuous, but you have changed the events of this.
I was going to say, at this point, I haven't actually given it much credit because I'm dying for spice at the moment. So I'm like, Helltown, that's great.
All right. I'll get in the driver's seat of the Land Rover and open from the inside the passenger side door.
Oh, right.
You can wind down the window. Oh, well. Yeah, you can wind down.
You mind if I do that?
Please,
yes,
please.
All right, I might need that.
Oh, sorry. One more thing. Actually, I forgot. Both of you would know this, but one more thing that you might want to do is to track down Derek Smiley and George Conrad, who were two park rangers. Actually, you were maybe hoping to have met one of them here today instead of Cannonball, but they were both.
So I do know that those two were involved more directly.
Yeah, if you've done a. You said you'd done a little bit of research.
Yeah.
You would know that they were the two who found Oliver's sister and the two who were searching for Oliver. So you might want to speak to them directly as well. But you don't know, obviously you don't know where to find them. But one of the park rangers might.
All right, well, so we're getting in the car now.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you're getting in the car.
Oh, that reminds me. I do know there was two rangers at the time, I believe.
Smiley and Conrad.
Yep. Yeah, that's the ones. Are they still around? Do you remember them? Are they still working for you?
Do you have any? Can I say where they are? Or do you have something in mind?
If you say what I think you're saying, you are absolutely allowed to.
Okay. Well, neither of them are rangers anymore. Conrad lives in a tiny little boat in the marina. Messing around with a ham radio, sending messages to space or whatever. I ain't too sure what happened to Smiley, but I can ask around at the station if you like. But after the fire, Conrad certainly didn't want nothing else to do with it. He kind of dropped off the face of the earth, and Smiley was never quite the same. So, but yeah, I can get you in touch with them if you need me to.
Yeah, I'd love to have a chat with them as well.
Oh, yeah, would have been better for you, really, to meet up with them rather than me. I was just there in the station the whole time, didn't even see any of it. It's all the destruction, of course.
I'm excited to hang out with you.
That's all right.
I'll crack this nut eventually. I'll get him to like me in the end, don't you worry.
Yeah, good luck, my
it's
friend.
It's hard to tell if he doesn't like you. I don't know what's going on in old Cannonball's head. All right, I'll drive us out to the burn line then.
Driving into the burn line takes you across. The dirt roads have not been improved much since 1980. Although maybe you're a better driver.
Yeah. I think I'm a more gentle driver, certainly.
So if you're on that map, you kind of see where there's those trails, those dotted lines. Mm-hmm. Those are dirt trails.
So have I got a map as well? Can I see this stuff?
Yeah, I'm sure you have a map. Yeah, you might not have all of the details that map has, but you have like a Google Maps map. Mm. You know what I mean?
I'll probably take us past the Civil War fort because it looks like we go past it anyway.
Yeah, you can
I won't stop, but I'll just point it out. That's right. Where Smiley and Conrad got that kid and back during the Red Fire Friday.
Oh, really? Well, I do want to check that out as well.
Well, we can stop there on the way back. Plenty of time still.
The Civil War fort looks remarkably similar to how it did in 1980. You can see as you drive past, one half of it looks pretty well preserved. And then when you get to the other, or when you get a view of the other half, you can see that it's kind of blackened and a bit burnt and decrepit now. The chain link fence still exists, but it is closed now. There is maybe also a big pole. At the top of the pole, there is a set of solar panels, and then connected to the solar panels, there's a camera that now watches the old Civil War fort. Cannonball, you know that camera has not worked for years. They installed it in 2010.
Yeah.
It worked until 2011, and then it's not worked since. Or would you be very curious as to why it didn't work?
I think I wouldn't be curious, but I wouldn't have, like, I'd if be neutral on it, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Well, highs or lows?
Highs.
Yeah, you don't know why it works. It just never has.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. I imagine I've got like a to-do list at the station.
Oh, yeah.
Like
absolutely.
There's a huge to-do list and I just cycle through the top two. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like stuff just gets pushed to the bottom and that's on there. Fix the camera, but maybe when I pass by it, I'm like, and that's just me thinking I got to fix the camera. I won't.
The radio crackles and your current radio operator, who you were a radio operator with.
Back in the day.
Sue Ellen.
Ah, Sue Ellen.
Sue Ellen's voice comes over the radio. Campbell?
Yeah, what's up, Sue Ellen?
Where you at?
We're down near the burn line taking the fella from Houston.
Okay,
to have
then.
A gaze at it, have a gander.
The long and short of it, that is the nickname that you give, that the entire station gives to Tom Long and Harry Short.
Beautiful.
Who are the youngest and the oldest members of this Ranger group. I didn't do this on purpose, but the median age for your Ranger outfit is like 50.
Yeah. Why does no one... Nobody wants to join. That's fair.
Tom Long is probably in his 20s, though. Okay. He is quite young, but... Harry Short is the eldest, older than even you. Maybe only by a couple of years.
Yeah, for sure.
The long and short of it, they're nearby and they were just asking. Not sure yet, but we'll see if anything comes of that.
Something the matter or?
I'll ask him.
Okay, thanks, Sue Ellen. I turn to you. That's Sue Ellen.
All right, how you long you known her for?
Excuse me.
The fuck did you just say?
How long you known this Sue Ellen for? Sounds like a lady.
Long time. We were radio operators back when we back during Red Fire Friday. But then I suppose I moved up. She liked operating that radio so much, she stayed there.
She operates that radio still because there is no other job you can give her. She is a fucking nightmare. Even you, who maybe she gets along the best with, you of anyone, if you to be trapped in a Ranger car, a Ranger vehicle with her for any extended amount of time would fucking end you.
That's so funny.
Distance over the radio is the best
it's
way
the
to
perfect
interact.
Way to interact with Sue Ellen.
Perfect amount of Sue Ellen is intermittent radio conversation.
Beautiful. Which you can get out of once you finish the conversation. Yeah. You know, you can leave.
You are probably well aware that Sue Ellen keeps complaining about Harry Short. Harry Short is the older one.
Yeah.
Harry Short's radio has been on the fritz for years now. Harry Short just doesn't like talking to her. His radio works.
It's fine. I've had conversations with Harry Short. I know. We all know it works okay, but we're all like, yeah, I don't know, Sue Ellen. It's annoying.
You drive past Fort St. Clair and you keep heading towards the burn line. Mm-hmm. You are afforded a perfect view of it. The burn line sits almost perfectly on a ridge line, on a natural ridge. And so standing at the top of the ridge, you can look down and just see where the subtle green changes, where it becomes new forest. And you can see that that new forest extends so far. It is massive. The amount of forest that must have burnt down was incredible.
Right. Well, that's a photo right there. I reckon that's going to go on the front cover.
I'd like to open a packet of peanuts and be cracking them and then eating them.
You take a bunch of photos, checking them on the digital camera. You can see they're good. You've got some really good shots. And you know there were some shots from like the following days after the fire had died down. And you know you'll be able to compare them in the article that you write and it'll look great. Yeah. You get maybe even you have some of those shots with you and you get like the exact same photo. At the exact same angle. You do a good job.
Okay. Great. He's going to get me. He's going to look real good there, Cannonball.
Well, I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
That takes...
All I want is for you to be happy, Cannonball.
That takes maybe about getting there, taking the photos. That all takes about maybe 3 hours. So plus lunch, it's about 4 p.m.
Okay.
Have I heard anything else on the radio from the long and short of it?
No, you haven't.
Okay.
All right. Well, first, is there anything else to check out around here with this burn line? Cannonball.
Well,
anything special? I've heard it's a great view, but is there anything else to see?
We head a little further up north, see Helltown. We want to see that. Don't know if we have the light for it, though.
What's a Helltown?
Yeah, I mean, not heard of this.
When the forest fire came through, it burned away a lot of the old foliage, right? And we discovered, or I say we... People discovered, an old town in there. It was something from a long time ago. We named it Helltown. It's got a, you know, sort of ookie dookie sort of atmosphere, I suppose. A rumor has it. I ain't the kind to believe rumor, but rumor has it that there was a chemical spill, government spill, in that area. And that's where they get the chilies for the beans that we ate, and those are spicy chilies. So I don't know. So maybe I'll give that rumor regarding the chemical spill some credence. Don't know what it's going to do for my stomach, eating so many beans that have been grown in a chemical spill. But I ain't dead yet, so we could check that out is my meaning.
Well, I mean, it sounds quite interesting, but how far is it?
Oh, it's a while. It's probably like another, what?
There's no trail that goes there, so it's going to take a lot longer. That extra little trip is going to take a lot longer than it would normally.
We would have to walk. It's probably worth doing when you got more daylight.
Let's leave that for another day. Let's just head back, maybe stop past that fort.
Yeah, all right, we can do that.
Is there time to stop past the fort?
Yeah, well, it's on the way back, so unless barring extreme events, it's not going to take you very long.
Is there anything, if I look at my to-do list, is there anything that needs to be done while I'm at the burn line?
While you're at the burn line?
Like, is it the kind of thing where I'm like, while I'm here, I might check this out, or I might, you know.
Highs or lows?
Oh, let's go highs.
Yeah, there is a job, but you don't want to do it.
What is it?
You know what? I'll let you make it up. It's a job that you don't want to do.
Okay. Maybe I've got to do a thing where I go down to the specific line, and I just make sure that, like, or I check the border of the new growth versus the old growth so that they can put it on map, like a surveying thing.
Yeah, sure, there's some surveying stuff that you've been putting off for a long time.
Is it, so we're on, like, a ridge, right? Mm-hmm. I'd have to walk down into the...
Yeah, you'd have to walk down, the way down, not a hassle.
Walking
the way
back up, I don't want to do that.
60, whatever you are, 59?
I'd like to look at the, like, it's like what? It's like maybe 3, 4 p.m. The sun's still fine in the sky, really.
This is maybe the sort of job that you and the long and short of it have been bouncing between each other for a while now.
Well, I don't know if we've really got the light. Plus, you really want to see that fort, so. All right, let's get back in the Range Rover.
1, 2, 3 successes. You see, how would you describe the expression that you just had?
It's kind of like I go over to the kind of lip of the ridge. I put my hands on my knees and I look down. I have like a little disappointed look of like as I remember, there's some surveying work to be done at the burn line. And then I look up at the sky and then maybe there's like a little shrug of like, all right, I can get away with this.
You see that?
I've seen all that. And I'm like, you look like a man who's trying to get out of a job you don't want to do.
Well, cannonball. Don't get me wrong, Connor. I'd love to take care of all this surveying work, get my to-do list, you know, a little less long, but with the light and your desire to go to the fort.
You've got to take me around everywhere. You're a gentleman, really.
Yeah,
they don't ask you otherwise.
Yeah, I agree. I also think this is the kind of job that's, I don't want to say beneath me, but, well, you know, I'm in charge here. Should be Tom Short doing it. He's the newest buck in the service. So
it's fine to say there, Cannonball. Look, most of the world's beneath you. Let's be honest with you.
Too true.
What a line.
All right, you get in the passenger seat there. I'll take care of that at some point.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.